This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses on coordination among all to curb corruption. 11 people died due to floods and landslides across Nepal following incessant rain. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan directs concerned bodies to prioritize search, rescue and resettlement of the victims. Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ministry to lead market monitoring to curb price hike. And NATO chief says it faces biggest challenge since the Second World War. Now the news in detail. Rain-induced disasters across the country have killed at least 11 people. The Home Ministry has informed that flooding and inundation caused by the incessant rain have left 14 people injured while 74 people have been evacuated to safe places in the past 40 hours. Similarly, 3 people were rescued via helicopters. With the torrential rain, the normal life across the country has been affected. Meanwhile, Home Minister Balkrishna Khan has directed the concerned agencies to carry out rescue, relief and resettlement of the victims. The Home Minister stressed the need for coordinated and integrated efforts from all the concerned bodies to save people's lives and properties. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has said the Office of the Auditor General should always be cautious to furnish suggestions to the government for bringing reforms in the public service delivery. Addressing the 64th anniversary of the Office of the Auditor General in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for coordination among all the public bodies to curb irregularities and corruption. Also speaking on the occasion, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma said the government was effortful to clear arrears and enhance the fiscal management. He added that the Finance Ministry was at work to settle the arrears worth 676 billion rupees. The government has decided to form a talks team for a carbon trade agreement. Unveiling the latest decision of the cabinet meeting yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed that the meeting also decided to give consent to use forest areas to construct for the construction work of transmission line of 220 kilovolt mid Potekoshi hydropower project and Bhedetar Skywalk project. Likewise, the Cabinet also agreed to take consultation with the Public Service Commission regarding the Armed Police Force Bill, Second Amendment Regulations 2022. The government is expanding the market monitoring across the country to curb artificial price hike. Addressing a press meet at the ministry yesterday, Industries, Commerce and Supplies Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu said the government had decided to mobilize all the state apparatus for market monitoring. Minister Badu further said as the prices of consumer goods increased due to the rise in the petroleum products, the price of the petroleum products, the government had reduced the fuel price. Industry Department under the Industry Ministry has brought the Industry Management Information System into operation. It was brought into operation yesterday. Industry Department Director General Ramchandra Tiwari informed about the new system at a press meeting organized at the office yesterday. With the new system being functional, the works carried out by the department have now gone online. As shared by Director General Tiwari, now on the work of registering new industries, details of registered industries and approval of foreign investment could be done online. However, the system piloted yesterday would take about a month to become fully functional. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has stressed the need for making Nepali journalism open, free and respected in South Asia. Addressing a program organized by Media Advocacy Group in Kathmandu yesterday, Communications Minister Karki said workplace safety in communication sector should not be limited only to document but it should be implemented in practice. Two more cases of cholera infection have been reported in the Kathmandu Valley. Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Chun Man Lal Das, said 14 people had been contracted with cholera so far, while 12 had recovered. Two more cholera patients were undergoing treatment at Sukhraj Tropical and Communicable Diseases Hospital in Taku. Their condition is reported to be normal. Dr. Das also shared that the first person diagnosed with cholera was undergoing treatment at the intensive care unit of the hospital after his condition became critical. The Embassy of Pakistan, in collaboration with the Pakistan Study Center, yesterday organized a panel discussion titled Socioeconomic Implications of COVID-19 Pandemic in South Asia, Emerging Risk and Strategies for Future. The panel discussion was organized in Kathmandu to mark the 75th year of independence of Pakistan. Professionals from different walks of life, including educationists, politicians, intellectuals, social activists, journalists and writers, as well as analysts, had attended the talks program. Topics such as the impact of COVID-19 on the social and economic life of the people of South Asia and measures to minimize the overall effects of pandemics for the betterment of the society were discussed during the panel discussion. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news. The National Paddy Day was marked in the country yesterday. Nepal has been marking the National Paddy Day since 2005 in the Nepali date, Asar 15. On the occasion, addressing a program organized by Madan Bhandari Foundation at Sital Nivas yesterday, President Bidyadevi Bhandari expressed her concerns regarding increasing trade deficit. In the interaction with agro experts, President Bhandari stressed commercialization and mechanization of the agricultural sector to reduce the trade deficit by displacing import of food material. Now on to some international updates. The United Kingdom will provide another $1.2 billion of military support to Ukraine, as NATO branded Russia the biggest direct threat to Western security. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said the 30-country bloc faced its biggest crisis since the Second World War with Russia, in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine, posing a direct threat to the alliance. Stoltenberg made the comments yesterday as leaders of 30 NATO countries met in Madrid of Spain. The NATO leaders are set to agree on a new strategic framework that will address Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as well as the growing military and economic reach of China. The alliance is also due to launch the largest revamp of its defense and deterrence capabilities since the end of the Cold War. Japan is sweltering under the hottest day yet of its worst heat wave since the records began in 1875. The blistering heat has drawn official warnings of a looming power shortage and led to calls for people to conserve energy where possible. But the government is still advising people to use air conditioning to avoid heat stroke as cases of hospitalization have risen with the heat. Weather officials warn that the heat is likely to continue in the coming days as well. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses on coordination among all to curb corruption. 11 people killed due to floods and landslides across Nepal following incessant rainfall. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar directs concerned bodies to prioritize search, rescue and resettlement of the victims. Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ministry to lead market monitoring to curb price hike. And NATO chief says it faces biggest challenge since the Second World War. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.